Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's the Burt Show.
Seems like every couple of years we have the same debate when it comes to this kind of thing. And there are two more Hooters waitresses that are now claiming discrimination against Hooters. You guys hear about the latest?
No. What's the discrimination for?
The same old, same old. Let me read here, and then we can debate it if there's anything else to still try to talk about. Two more Hooters waitresses from Roseville, this is in Michigan, have taken legal action Wednesday against the Atlanta-based chain. A second Hooters waitress, Leanne Convery, joined a 20-year-old in a discrimination lawsuit. She said she was fired for failing to lose sufficient weight in August of 2009. Melissa, we'll call her Melissa J, said she was pressured into wearing a midriff-bearing shirt.
Isn't that the uniform?
That's the job.
Yeah. That's Hooters.
She also had to flaunt her breasts.
I know.
Wear short shorts.
She says, I didn't want to. I thought my tank top and shorts were enough. I'm a mom, she says. After that, she said she was harassed about her weight and what she ate.
Stop eating wings.
Well, what was that television show where the boss went undercover?
Undercover Boss.
There we go.
Now we have it.
Why'd they call it that?
Good marketing.
Clever, clever name. But remember what? Didn't they do a feature on Hooters?
They did.
One of the owners went undercover and got to see what his managers were doing. And some of it was this kind of behavior. Sort of berating the employees and that kind of thing. And
it wasn't about weight. It was after the store closed. They were kind of making him do eat this off the counter with your hands tied behind
your
back.
That's right.
Over the top even for Hooters behavior for some of their managers.
Smith, who filed the original lawsuit, said she was put on probation for supposedly gaining weight. But again, this is Hooters we're talking about here, right?
Don't
we have the same debate every single time? And it seems like so many former Hooters employees end up suing this company. But isn't that It is the uniform.
Yeah, it's
your boobs are your uniform.
Kind
I'm
of the
sorry.
Gimmick.
I feel like when we talked about this last time, we said if it's somewhere written down in some employee handbook that they get handed on their day one that they've known from the beginning, then they have nothing to complain about. If they knew they had to be a certain weight or a certain, waistline or bust line or whatever it was, if they knew that up front, they can't come back and complain about it later. But if it's not specifically laid out like that, then maybe they do have a case.
Let me just play public defender for just 1 second. It would almost be impossible to do that because each woman that walks in there is a different shape and size. So if you had like this blanket chart that if you're 5'8", you must weigh 126 pounds, then women wear it differently,
But unless they take a picture of you, because it wasn't rumor that they took a picture of you and you have to maintain what you look like in the picture when you first start and then they compare it every so often.
I don't know.
It doesn't say that in here. It says, Smith said that during an employee evaluation, she was told by the corporate office via teleconference that she was in danger of losing her job because of the fit of her uniform. Smith said that she was complimented on her attitude and customer service skills, but that during her uniform evaluation, that must be intimidating, man. That must be totally intimidating. The woman mentioned that her shirt and short size could use some improvement. She said she's 5'8 and 132 pounds, is completely comfortable with herself. Smith said the woman told her she'd be given a free gym membership and had 30 days to improve, and if she didn't, she'd be separated from the company.
It's pretty brutal.
I mean,
there's nothing wrong
okay,
with that.
Hooters. We're talking about Hooters, okay? Listen to the name Hooters, okay? Yeah. We're trying to intellectualize this mm-hmm. chain. I mean, it is a chain that looks... I mean, Women's Bodies is what sells the restaurant. That's it. They named their restaurant after breasts.
Owls.
So, I mean, if you're a server and you want to be judged based on your personality, then you can work at other restaurants.
And maybe you should call Fridays, where they judge you and your singing ability and the amount of flair
and
that
your
you
flair,
have.
Right,
exactly. Well, if you sign up to be an object and you know that you're going to make a lot of money because you have signed up for this role where you are an object, you can't then get mad that they treat you like an object.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Says the company's uniforms are offered in small, extra small, and double extra small. All right, so when you sign on, I mean, that pretty much makes a statement to you right there. Again, the company's uniforms are offered in small, extra small, and double extra small.
Yeah, but that must be the shorts, not the tops.
I have no idea.
Right?
Tops,
the
right?
shops extra are large, extra large, and double extra large, like to go along with the extra, extra small shorts.
She said that she actually lost 12 pounds since she was recruited to work there 2 years ago, but it still wasn't good enough for the company. Now, the only part that gets a little bit cloudy to me here is the suit alleges Hooters violated a Civil Rights Act, which bars employees from discriminating on the basis of weight and height. The only such state law in the country. McNeil, who's like the CEO of this company, said the company has an image to uphold and that the image will not be tarnished because of a state law. That's a big red flag right there. If it's state law, what are you going to do?
Right. I mean, they may have a case.
They'll leave the state.
Then she may have a case at that point.
Can you imagine if you're the woman responsible for removing Hooters from the state? There'd be a whole bunch of redneck men who are mad at you.
Yeah, you might as well move after that.
Right.
They will chase you down in their dually pickup trucks.
Wasn't there a guy a couple of years ago that tried suing Hooters because he wanted to be a Hooters waitress? Yes.
That happens every couple of years.
All these guys were upset at him. Like, what? Death threats. Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. What's going on?
Good morning. I just wanted to call and say that I don't agree with them doing that at all. I actually watched the Undercover Boss episode.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they made it seem like the CEO was going to make all these changes and be really fair to all their employees. And I don't feel like that's the case at all, especially with what y'all are talking about with these two girls that filed a lawsuit against them.
What do you mean by fair to all the employees? Like, what do you think is unfair about what they're doing?
I don't know. I guess because I know that there's an image that they try to uphold with the company. But it just seemed like from the episode of Undercover Boss, like y'all had stated, it was like they had seen the poor image that comes across of their company, and it just seemed like I don't feel like it's fair.
Okay.
All right, there's your defense attorney right there. There really doesn't seem to be much of a debate unless that state law issue takes place, but it feels like it's the same issue over and over and over again. But different lawyers must feel like there's got to be a loophole in the case because they keep trying to sue Hooters.
Mm-hmm.
So there's got to be some reason for it, right?
And I wonder if they're just going after a settlement, if Hooters will settle out of court with them and they're just trying to get their clients some money.
Just somehow give me the cash. Just give me the cash.
Mm-hmm.
Here, Burt Show.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in. And if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cash back, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
This is The Burt Show.
All right. Do we all understand the parameters here of what we're doing today? There's no wishy-washiness today.
No, and I love it. I love the fact that The Burt Show listeners get to call up and they ask our advice, and we get to give it to them. And, I mean, we have the ultimate power because what we say, you do.
But see, we don't always
that.
Agree.
I love it.
That's what I was going to say.
We don't always agree in here on what they do.
Majority rule?
We've got five
in here. Majority rule. Yeah.
So if you're going to be part of this segment, then you must agree that whatever advice we give you as a show today, you must take. Sarah wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. All right, Sarah, in 60 seconds. Can you tell us exactly what you need help with?
Oh, I can try.
Okay.
I have two friends who are married, and I used to be friends with the wife, and then I just got closer to her husband.
Uh-oh.
And I've been close with them for, gosh, going on like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has had an affair, at least one that I know of. And lately I've been trying to decide if I should tell her about it.
Mm. Wow, you are stuck between a rock and a hard place here. Wow.
Yeah, we can't help you. That one right there is a little too tricky for us.
Wow. How long have you known?
Couple years.
Oh, wow.
Is he still having it?
He is not having it anymore.
How long did it go on?
Years.
Okay, you may be the perfect call to start this whole segment with because, as I was saying before, that the indecision in a situation like this to me is like, it hurts more than making the wrong decision because now for years you've grappled with the idea of telling her and you just haven't been able to pull the trigger for years. We're not talking about weeks here, for years.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so you must agree that any advice that we give you this morning, you're going to go ahead and you're going to take, and then you're going to report back to us in a couple of days.
Agreed.
That sound cool? All right, okay. For those of you that are on hold, same thing applies to you guys here too, all right? So Sarah just called us and she said that she's known this couple for years.
10 years.
10 years now. And she knows that the husband in the relationship,
who she's closest to.
Closest to in this relationship now, has had an affair for years. But that was how long ago?
Up until recently.
Up until recently.
So it just ended and now you feel like you should tell about it.
Yes.
And when did you establish when you found out about it?
I've known since the beginning.
Ooh.
Since the very beginning.
And you're not the person he's having the affair with, right?
You're the mistress.
Yes, I was.
Well, that changes things.
Wow.
Oh. Okay.
Hey. That's a little piece of information we needed.
Did you have mono when they went over details in school? Because that's what some would consider a big one.
Why did it end?
Kudos to you, Jeff, for asking the question. Nobody else was going to ask the question.
Because I got duped by you. Now, why did it end?
I figured out that he wasn't going to be what I needed. He wasn't going to do what I wanted.
He wasn't going to leave her.
Are there kids involved?
Yes.
Oh, that's messed up.
The relationship went on for how long?
Probably... Oh, gosh.
You know.
Yeah. Why? Right now, you're pretending not to know because why?
She doesn't want to reveal too many details.
Oh, okay.
Are we talking about over 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay, so there were times, and let me ask you this question then, because you're friends with both in the relationship, there are friends where all of you guys were hanging out as friends over the last couple of years, and she didn't have any idea that you were sleeping with her husband.
Well, I only actually slept with him once, well, and that was recently.
How could the affair go on
so
for years?
So you were having, like, an emotional affair with him?
Yeah.
All right, let me ask a question, and be honest. Is the only reason that you're debating telling...
She was honest, Melissa. She just forgot a small detail.
Right. No, I want you to be blatantly honest right now. Is the only reason that you want to tell the wife so that you can get what you want from him?
No, because I don't want him anymore.
Even if you told her and she said, I'm going to divorce him now, and he was free?
Yeah.
All right. I don't think that we need to debate this all that much. All right, so you must promise to take our advice, okay?
Okay.
All right. Wendy, what does she do?
Ooh, I say don't tell and just leave them alone.
Melissa?
I don't trust you. I don't say anything.
Jean?
Yeah, I say you be quiet and move. Pick a new town. Mm-hmm. Pick a new place on the map and move.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, leave the city?
Yeah. Yep. Get away from them.
Why?
I think because it'll continue. It'll go back and forth. It'll be a nightmare. There's children involved. Let him deal with his own marriage and you pick it up and get out.
Damn. Jeff?
I like Jen's.
Get out of town?
Yeah. If you don't get out of town, you have to bail on any contact with them. Like, you have to
find
an apartment in a different part of the city. You have to kind of reset your life completely without him. So I would agree with Jen. Not that extreme, because certainly that's...
Well, she talked about how she's also friends with, bless you, with another woman, another couple at the very beginning. You got to cut ties with everybody. Get out.
All right, and my advice would be the same. You don't say anything, and 100% never talk to him ever again. Eliminate yourself from that family.
I think I agree with y'all.
Well, you have to.
You have to.
Well, you have
we
to.
Made a verbal contract, and we will sue you. Okay?
I mean, I think new town, new job, new life.
Yeah.
No contact whatsoever.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. You can't leave out a detail like that.
That's a big one.
Oh, my God.
That was funny.
That was like the woman who called in drunk on herself to 911. Right. I am them.
Remember that? So true.
Yes. She's like, well, somebody's drunk on the road. Well, who are they? Well, I am them. Well, somebody had an affair with this guy. Well,
was it you?
Yeah, I am them.
All right, I'll take one from Jerry here, and then we'll lighten up with the last call. Hey, go ahead, Jerry. You're on The Voice Disguiser. You must take our advice today. What's up?
All right. I'm trying to decide whether or not to remarry my ex-husband.
Okay. Remarry the ex-husband.
Okay.
Oh, give Lord. Us some details. This should be fun.
So, we have two children under 10. Mm-hmm. We've been divorced since December, but we separated a couple of years ago. And we've been seeing each other for the last little while, actually since the divorce. And, things are going really well.
We've awesome. Been seeing each other since the divorce.
Now,
we've been dating since our divorce.
Was the divorce because of trust issues?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. So do you feel like you've resolved those trust issues?
Wow. Can you ever really 110% resolve trust issues?
He screwed around on you or you screwed around on him?
Well, when we were separated, I was involved with someone else, and he had a drug issue kind of through our whole relationship.
How's okay. Has the drug issue been resolved?
Yes.
So okay. He's clean and sober?
Yes.
And you're not seeing anybody else anymore?
No.
Have you guys done any sort of professional counseling?
Yes, we have. And the kids have too.
You're going with the Burt Show.
I'm going.
Well, we're cheap. We're really cheap.
That is cool.
Yeah. We don't promise we're going to give you good advice.
We've
either.
Done 40 hours of counseling, but I'm going to talk to you guys for 4 minutes and determine my future. I love this.
Now, looking for some fun, you know?
Do you love him or are you just doing this because it's convenient?
You know, I don't. I think I loved him before we got married because I got pregnant. Mm-hmm. And so these past few months, it's been like getting to know him for real and falling in love with him again. So I do.
Would you be?
And I think the same.
Go ahead.
I think the same is true for him.
Would you be getting married for you or for the kids?
I think it's a, the love is there, but man, there's something about having our whole family together. I mean, that's a big thing. I'm not going to lie. That's a huge, huge thing. But that's not the only reason.
Melissa, what do you think? Advice time.
My advice is, yeah, I say go for it. And because I have a family member that did the same thing. As long as those issues are resolved, then I don't see why it can't work.
Wendy.
I say no. That's expensive. Just stay together and have a relationship with I don't think you need to...
Stay within the house. Just don't...
Just don't get remarried.
Jen.
I say go for it. I have some family friends who were married, divorced, and now they're remarried and... like happy as can be, retired, have been together a really long time, but they had a rough spot, got through it, got back together, and they're great. So from that example, and from what it sounds like you guys have done the work and are really going through it all, I would say continue the counseling, but yeah, go for it.
Jeff?
I would say go for it, but if a woman moves in next to you who's really vague about why she moved away from the couple that she was good friends with, I would just keep... one eyeball on her.
Oh my god!
But otherwise, I think that's solid.
I'm with these guys too. I say go for it.
All right.
All
well,
right.
That gives me confidence. I've been a little too afraid to ask our therapist.
Why?
I can ask the therapist.
Just a little afraid of the answer, you know.
Well, just go in there and say, "Look, I've got five really good friends that are all in agreement."
Yes,
That's right. Wendy said no.
That's right.
Wendy said stay together. Just don't get remarried.
Save your money.
I take one more here. This is advice that you absolutely must take, and we will have to follow up with her again in the next couple of weeks. Good morning, Melissa. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Okay, so I'm in college, and I'm trying to decide between two majors.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm currently a biology major with a concentration in pre-optometry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I want to be an optometrist, but on the flip side, I wanted to do international business before I went to college, and I'll be a sophomore this year.
Which one of those two majors are your parents pressuring you into?
My mom is pressuring me on the optometry side, just because there's always, there's always jobs available in the medical field.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad, he's kind of, just do what makes you happy. You know, he's an accountant, so, he has a business.
So he's not
side.
Happy.
I don't know. I mean, I could go either way, but, optometrists make tons of money.
Do we have to pick between the two of those, or can we come up with a completely separate third one that you have to take?
I mean, that's cool, too. I'm open.
She's very flexible.
Animal husbandry.
On which side is the class that you never skipped because you wanted to be there?
It was organic chemistry in high school.
Oh, honey, if you can do organic chemistry.
Must have failed that class. You loved it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
Really?
Yeah. We made chocolate and caramel, How do you not like it?
Damn.
Think about this, that, you're going to be doing this job probably at the very least 8 hours of your life. One third of your life.
Right.
Is going to be spent in the job that will come from your major.
Mm-hmm.
So which do you have the most passion about? Money aside, which do you have the most passion about? You're square on both.
Probably, I'm kind of square on both. I mean, I shadowed my optometrist once, and I just got to see inside somebody's eyeball, and I was just like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, damn, if someone could do that, then that's...
And then with international business, how is your study of languages?
I skipped the first three levels of Spanish in college. I exempted out of them, so I'm almost done, and I'm only a sophomore.
Damn, I can't even get through the first 5 weeks of Rosetta Stone. And you, totally passed up 3 years.
No kidding.
You suck.
Why don't you become a optometrist for people who don't speak English?
I mean, I could do that, too.
There you go.
That's
You're
a
really
good idea.
You're welcome. Do a major. Carry on.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
But stay away from that slut who called us first.
This is a major one here, Melissa. What are you going with?
Well, one of my best friends was in microbiology and still is in microbiology. And just knowing her and that passion for that kind of dismantling the puzzles that you see, and I can tell that you have that same interest, I think you stick with the biology side of it because you can minor in international business. Because I think that you need to focus all of your energies on your passion, which is the medical part. And then the business part, you can learn and adapt that too. So I say stick with stick with medicine.
I'm with Carter. You sound more passionate about the biology and the optometry than you do the international business. I'd go with that.
Yeah, I was going to say major in biology and then minor in the other one, international marketing or business.
Jen.
Yep, optometrist.
Okay.
Jeff.
I think you should manage a Hooters.
Well, 4 out of 5.
Because that's
say
God, because everybody goes into Hooters and looks at their eyeballs.
And guys are like, they have eyes.
Melissa, the decision has been made for you. You will be majoring in biology optometry.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is The Bert Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in. And if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
You're on The Bert Show.
Multi-talented and about to get paid big time. Mike, the situation coming up here in about 10 seconds. You guys remember when he released his rap song?
Let's go. Whoa, you got a situation.
Mike, the situation from the Jersey Shore, joining the Bert Show this morning. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
How are you, dude? What's going on with you, man? Well, there's a lot going on with you, right?
It's always crazy. Very, very busy, but like I said, in these days, I guess, you're blessed to be busy, right?
Wow, this is a really, really crappy connection. Yeah, is there any way?
That situation on your hands right now.
We got a bad situation.
Not a good phone situation.
This is not a good situation.
It's a bad situation. We could barely.
I said that to the, the last person. It was a bad connection, and the situation was rectified. But I guess we still have the situation on our hands. We have to go to DEFCON 5.
Yeah, explain to us exactly what's going on, and hopefully we can get every other word here and understand it, because I don't think it's really clear. Like, I don't know that you got a lot of fans on your side on this one, because I think people are probably looking at you going, look, a couple years ago, a couple months ago, nobody knew who y'all were. And now you guys are fighting for $30,000 an episode. So tell everybody what...
To be honest with you, nobody's fighting for anything. I mean... as for negotiations, I really can't speak of any negotiations, but there's definitely no fighting, definitely from me, I can definitely say that. I was never fighting from any point at any particular time. Obviously, if you read most of the stories, I am at the end of the paragraph, by saying not fighting, pretty much, I'm, in a good position, so to speak.
So has MTV negotiated a different deal with you than they are the rest of the cast? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. I'm just saying that that I have never complained in any way. I'm saying that, the situation is under control. Pretty much as for negotiations, like I said, that's a pretty touchy subject. And I really, you know, like I said, can't really speak too much about that particular question.
We're talking to Mike, the situation from MTV's Jersey Shore. Can you at least tell us if you guys are currently in production or are some of you guys holding on?
Yes, we are, like I said, as far as I know, set to start on Wednesday, as far as I know.
But I mean, as it's been reported today, you guys are holding out to shoot the next season. So
the third season.
The third season. So is that true? Or?
I can't speak for anybody else, but I'm ready to go. And I'm ready to go. And like I said, I mean, as far as I know, the show, you know, will go on. And if there is a situation with anybody else, it will be fixed and, you know, in time for whatever, you know, needs to be, you know, shot. Because I know for a fact that Wednesday, which is tomorrow, is the day, and I'm ready to go. I'm packed and ready, and I'm pretty sure everybody else is.
Okay, since you can't talk about facts, let's talk about hypotheticals then. Let's just say that the cast couldn't come to terms with MTV, but you could. Would you consider doing the Jersey Shore with a separate cast?
You know what? I would have to go back to the drawing board and probably call up a couple of my buddies at the show and find out what their situation is and if we could all come to some sort of, you know, how they can come to some sort of agreement. Because I believe that, you know, everybody on the show has their own role. It's not just one person. So I would call up probably Paulie and find out what, you know, what was going on. You know, eventually I'm sure he would, you know, tell me, you know, if there was an issue. But like I said, I'm pretty sure that everything will be worked out if it's not worked out already by now.
So you were just saying the situation that everybody on the show has their own role on the show. To me, from the outside looking in, you guys are all caricatures of people who hang out on the Jersey Shore. And you're sort of like this, it's almost like this like parody of this subculture that's there in the Jersey Shore. I'm just wondering, like, are you guys aware that you're characterized in this way and you're sort of just kind of making the best of it?
Well, to be honest with you, you can't please everybody in life. And I'm sure there were millions of viewers, obviously. We all know that. And
right.
I'm sure there's certain people that love it and certain people that hate it. Just like the same with, you know, your radio show. I'm sure not everybody loves it and not everybody hates it. So,
nobody,
you know,
wants
it's the same thing with, you know, our show. You know, it's, you know,
I guess
you can't
my
please
question
everybody
is
in life, and it appeals to a certain demographic. Certain people may think of it as a joke. Some people may think of it entertaining. Some people love it. And that just goes back to the fact that everybody has their own opinion, and there's lots of people in this world, and, you know, it's hard to please everybody.
So you guys understand that you're sort of like playing these caricatures of yourselves, really, and you're kind of in on it.
Well, to be honest with you, on that one, again, that would be your opinion.
I guess that was just
my question. You're saying that we are playing some sort of character, and that we are in on some sort of hypothetical joke. But when in fact, you know, we are just being ourselves, young adults in our 20s, and living, working, and partying together, someone has to be a camera there, and whatever happens, happens.
Mm-hmm.
And,
gotcha.
you know, just so happens that most of us on the show are Italian, and, or 80% or whatever it is, 85%, and mostly, and, That's just what it is. We have certain styles and very similar styles that may not have been seen on TV, and it's pretty edgy and forward, and it's been pretty popular. Actually, not in my opinion, but I think fact it's one of the biggest shows on MTV history. So obviously, myself including, we weren't doing too much bad, so to speak, when obviously it became one of the biggest TV shows on MTV history.
Have you thought about life after the Jersey Shore yet, Mike? Like, I mean, eventually this thing's going to come to an end. So
yeah, obviously. Every ride comes to its end. But, you know, that's why, you know, you have planning and you have businesses and you have other ventures besides that. You know, maybe you decide to come out with, a workout video, or maybe you decide to come out with a book, or, mm-hmm. You know, there's a song on iTunes, you know, there's a vodka we're teaming up with, there's a liqueur that we possibly are teaming up with as well. So there's a number of, you know, the situation is trademarked, and, you know, I do have my own company, my family works my company, and underneath that company, you know, like I said, is the trademark situation, DPL, Situation Nation, all that other things, and, you know, underneath that we have, you know, our clothing label, which obviously is Situation, but that is sponsored by Diligas. We also are, you know, approached and, you know, completed, I believe, the Situation's Guide to Every Situation. You know, these are pretty much finished products right now. They're done. You know? So when there's a book, an iPhone app, obviously the song, which is on iTunes, is actually doing very well. There's actually two products in GNC right now. So I must have planned after Jersey Shore the day after I came home. Wow. Because there's almost about 8 to 10 products out right now.
And the premiere of season 2 is next...
It is July 29th.
July 29th. Cool. All right, Mike. Thanks for your time, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Man, if I never all heard right. the word situation, wow. I'd be all right.
How can you do situation?
I was indifferent, and I am no longer a fan. He is annoying.
Well, it was a combination of things.
The phone line was tough.
I mean, if you're a production company and you're setting these things up, why are you setting up the dude that's doing the interviews on such a crappy phone line? So I'm irritated initially. And then second, you're on a freaking reality TV show. Don't tell me you can't talk about things that are going on behind the scenes. That's your life, you know? So tell us what's going on the TV show, you know? And then thirdly, yeah, if I had a dollar for every time he said the situation, wow. I'd be like Donald Trump right now. That was irritating.
I want to point out, though, that I never had to use the word joke.
He did. Yes,
yeah. That's right.
I have a feeling it wasn't the first time that he's heard that word.
I maneuvered around it, and he said it twice. He called himself a joke.
Maybe it was more clear for you guys, but I know in my headphones, I could barely, it just sounded like one long run-on sentence, you know?
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
They're down 20.
This is the moment, baby! This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that ow, dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cash back, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
We have all selected magazines for each other to live that magazine's lifestyle for the next 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Jen had...
Home Improvement magazine. Melissa gave me Home Improvement to pick a home improvement project and complete it top to bottom by myself.
I had Good Housekeeping, and I had to make myself one of those flower arrangements this weekend, which I'm very proud. And it was very zen. And Jeff has Men's Health. Wendy, we didn't get to your magazine yesterday.
Yeah, I was assigned 17 magazine, which I'm really a big old fan of. But there's a whole, for my assignment over the weekend, I wanted to follow the trend. So the trend of what teens are wearing. wearing, and I have the August issue, which focuses on like back to school stuff and inexpensive ways to buy clothing and makeup. And the trend this year is like t-shirts and tees, and what I'm wearing today is actually in the magazine as well. So yesterday I wore a shirt that was in the magazine from Walmart. It was $5. Mm-hmm. So $5 inexpensive to go back to school. I had my makeup with the two-tone because it's two different colors you're supposed to wear, like two of your favorite colors. So I had blue on the top and green on the bottom yesterday. And now boots are in. So if you have a pair of summer boots, you can actually unfold the flap. And for fall, you have the flat boots. So I have the boots on today, the plaid shirt that's in style right now. So I'm following the trend.
So you are technically dressed like a 17-year-old today.
Correct.
Okay.
In my plaid.
For a second, I thought you said boobs are in style, not boots.
Wow. Boobs never go out of style. How dare you?
That's in 17 magazine, huh?
You look good. I mean, you can really tell the last couple of days, something's been a little different, not just the hair.
It's 17 magazine. I'm a teenager again. I'm really excited about it.
She's found the fountain of youth, and it's 17 magazine.
Well, you're really not that far removed from it anyway. Later on today, we're going to talk to you. Yeah, you're really not. We're going to talk to Wendy about this new attitude she has also, because she got her hair dyed a different color also. Mm-hmm. She's dressing differently the last couple of days.
Yeah.
So we've had this assignment the last couple of days here to live the lifestyle of a magazine that we have chosen for each other. Mm-hmm. And the magazines that we have chosen for each other are complete polar opposites of our personalities.
Except for Wendy's.
Except for Wendy's. You just told us. She's pretty close to 17 years old. I mean, because the clothes you're wearing today at 17 should look odd on other, like if Melissa were to wear them today, it would look a little out of place because she's not
40-year-old wearing 17-year-old clothes is just not cool.
You got it going on though.
But the makeup thing was different. I don't know. I don't wear a ton of makeup, but yeah, I mean, I'm
she's
not gonna 17
go to the prom
years
with,
old anymore.
She's going to go to the prom with Justin Bieber.
Right. So Melissa was assigned Essence Magazine.
Yes, Jen Hobby gave me Essence Magazine because I think black women are wonderful because I love the attitude, I love the confidence. And so Essence Magazine, you know, can hopefully help me with that a little bit. But
I have a question about Essence before you go on.
Yes.
Because I don't know much about the magazine. Would this be... is this a demographic for like 35 and older? Is this the young?
It's not 17 magazine. It's for adult black women.
Yeah, like Glamour or Cosmo, but directed towards African American women. And that's what Melissa has always wanted to be.
Yeah,
as a black, so she can be for the next month.
As a black woman for the next 30 days, Bert, I'm a little offended that you have no clue about Essence. Why can't you just pick it up and read it? I mean, you don't have to be black to read it.
Because it's a woman's magazine, not because it's a black magazine.
But one thing I've learned about black women based on Essence magazine is they like a lot of color because this has to do with fashion. I had a weekend project that I chose, and yes, black women tend to have a lot of color in their wardrobe, and that they can get away with that I just couldn't. But this is something that I one of the pages 121 of the August issue of Essence magazine is the first one that I folded because not only is it a current fashion, but it's a fashion also from my high school. Okay, because what they said to do. Is they said to dress up what you already have because, you know, one thing about Essence is they know a lot of people are struggling and they want to make sure that you save some money. So they said take a pair of jeans out of your closet and snazz it up with a little bit of paint. So hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did a project.
You bedazzled your pants.
Nice. Melissa Carter.
Nicely done.
So I have a pair of jeans.
It's almost like. 80s.
It looks like 80s.
It's 80s-ish.
It is 1986 or page 121 of the August 2010 issue of Essence magazine. But anyway, so this is...
Nice.
And I was going to wear them today, but then I'll have to put them on here for y'all in a second.
Yeah, now you got to wear them.
Now I got to wear them right now.
Let me see
you know, Art Creeper. So so that's one of the projects I'll be doing for Essence magazine. But basically it is I took a pair of jeans, I took some like puffy fabric paint and just... squiggled it like it's just like I don't know how to pronounce it or to describe it, but it's basically just squiggle the paint all along the front of the jeans, and you kind of like they said bedazzle it, but you do it with like puffy fabric paint.
Nice.
Now, Melissa, you know what I really want you to shop for is the type of shoes that black women typically wear, because usually it's bright colored and big high heels that would go with these jeans that you just did.
See, what I'm saying, and Jen brought it, I mean, one, what I'm learning from Essence is it is all about color with black women.
Yeah,
and so I have my jeans, I'll go put them on, and then also later on this month, I'm so excited because I got to do my nails. Oh, yeah. And there's a page in here on how to make sure that you have the most colorful nails with the most colorful beautiful designs that you do yourself.
I think so you drew the best magazine.
So I'm very excited about my Essence
Yours
magazine.
Yours is too fun. Way too fun.
Oh, I love it.
So I'm going to be a sassy black woman in my squiggly pink jeans here this morning. But yeah, I'm going to go put them on.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.